Everybody, especially Jake over there in the back. What we discussed yesterday was the difference between Avraham Avinu and Noach, but in terms of their capacity for spiritual initiative. We noted, based on the Medrash Tanchuma, Es Halokim His Halech Noach, that Noach was something of a static personality, and that helped him enormously prior to the Mabul. Noach was not going to be influenced by the people around him, and he was able to insulate himself. But this strength became a liability, and that's very often what happens in life. It's the same personality trait. In one scenario, it's a strength. In another scenario, it's a liability. So it became a massive liability in the wake of the Mabul, because his responsibility, as God says, is Tzei min ha-teva, leave the teva, go out and restart the population of the world, as was said originally to Adam Arishon, Pru, Revu, Melua, Saaretz, Vichiv Shuha, and that God, that's what God needed from Noach, and instead he turns inward. God makes him leave the Teva, so what does he do? He recreates his own Teva, and it says, Vayisgal Besoch Ahalo, he insulates himself in the tent, of course he becomes drunk, and the Medrash, again cited by Rashi, the Medrash Tanchuma, notes the word Vayachel Noach Isha Adama Vayita Karim, literally meaning that Noach initiated this vineyard. Vayachel, the Medrash says, is Milashon Chulin, that Noach desecrated his own personal sanctity through the process of drunkenness and the vulgarity that resulted within his own family, involving his own children. Noach bears responsibility for initiating that process. Vayachel Noach Isha Adama Lashon Chulin, what could have been a great source of Kedusha, what could have been a source of sanctity, after the damages of the Mabul, Noach recreating the world. Fortunately, he's unable to do so, and he becomes an Ish Ha'adama, literally a man, an earthy man, a man of the ground, instead of the great Ish Tzadik Tamim Hayah B'Dorasav. What's important to recognize is, of course, that same strength, as I mentioned just a moment ago, that Noach manifested before the Mabul, sort of a strength to be his own person and not to be interactive with the people around him. That's why he was able to resist the influences of the Dor HaMabul. That same strength became a terrible liability. And the lesson, of course, for all of us is to recognize, especially in positions of leadership, how it is that we should try to delegate individuals. You have individuals of a certain personality, and the key is to put them in a situation where they can succeed. So if you have somebody who's not very well connected with other people, so it happens to be that putting that person in a situation where most of the people around him are corrupt is not such a great risk, because he's not socially integrated, he's not liable to be influenced by those people. But if you need somebody to recreate the world, if you need somebody who's going to set a touchstone and really going to be able to impact the world around him, as the responsibility that fell on Noach after the Mabul, he was just absolutely the wrong person for the job. And that's a very important thing, a lesson for us to be aware of in terms of delegation and making sure that people are in a situation where he or she is able to succeed. Okay, there, let me just take a quick head count where we are.